Thanks, Steve. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. And our friend Dane Neal is here to talk about the foods of the holiday, which is on Monday, Labor Day.
Cooking. We're going to all be cooking. Sorry, I just like this song.
Hi, Dane.
Me.
Who is this? who is this, Jess?
Hank Williams.
Legend. Shame on me.
Legendary funny song.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, when it comes to holidays and cooking, we talk about all of them, and that's the way that people celebrate, come together, is typically through food. Of course, I think the major kind of team photo of grilling and barbecue and backyard kind of holidays, you've got Memorial Day, you've got, you know, 4th of July, you've got Labor Day, and of course, like the real reasons why those holidays are on the calendar and the importance observance and all the real important reasons that we have the day off, you know, mm-hmm. or that we're set to celebrate are so important, and that never gets lost. But the ways that we kind of celebrate and come together with it is through barbecue and grilling and
absolutely.
Oftentimes, we will talk with either celebrities in the barbecue or grilling world, and they'll give tips, and we'll get some more of that a little bit later on in the segment. But we don't always talk about, like, the meat side of things. You know, like, where are you going to get it?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the popular cuts? What are some things that are out there on the trend side? And where can you go and pick it up with a butcher shop? Because it's different. You know, one time, you know, you're in Jewel or Costco or wherever you get your meat, and you're kind of looking through things. It's great to have sort of that, the butcher, right?
Sure.
That can kind of give you a little bit of
meat. Meat tastes better when it's wrapped in paper.
Is that,
you know,
true, Wendy?
It just does. When you go to the
flavored
butcher
paper.
Counter.
Flavored
paper. No, just that crisp brown paper, sometimes white. I don't know. When I walk out of there holding a package of meat, it just seems like it's going to taste better. It's usually a better cut, so that's probably why.
Well, you can get a family that knows what they're doing over there, Cramp Park Packing, and they are in Franklin Park, and we've got Lucia Maffei on the line. Lucia, welcome to WGN, and are you excited for the holiday? This has got to be a busy time.
Oh, we are always crazy around these barbecue and holidays. 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day are our most fun times of the year.
What is the biggest seller? Is it ribs? Is it steak?
It's ribs. It's steak. It's, you know, we make, I'm kind of partial, but we make the best Italian sausage. So our Italian sausage flies out around the holidays. Back ribs fly out. We make our own burgers. So the burgers fly out. And, you know, everyone now, a lot of people are really into the arachetta, the inner skirt steak, and we sell that, and that's a big seller as well. So all these yummy, yummy things, I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
I know.
So arancera. So Wendy was like,
I've never heard of it. Is it more tender than skirt steak?
It's skirt steak. It's just the Hispanic way that they say it. So a lot of people now, sometimes you say skirt steak. They maybe don't understand. We say arachetta. They're like, oh, that's what we get at the Mexican restaurants and stuff. And it is so tender. It is so juicy. We carry, you know, just the primest cut of the steak. So it is absolutely delicious.
And you cook that up on its own, or do you put that in tacos or a little bit of both?
I personally like to eat it by myself, but people put it in tacos. You can do whatever you want with it. But for me, I just, you know, like it on the grill, a little salt, a little pepper. You can marinate it if you want, but I think the meat, it is so delicious on its own. You don't even need to do too much more to it.
I didn't necessarily think of talking about that today because it doesn't really come up as far as like your kind of barbecue foods, but arancera is great. We have it all the time, and it is super tender. You're right. And then you've also got the tenderizer. You run it through it, and it kind of has this thing that punches holes in it and makes it even more tender. But that's a great cut of meat. Yep.
It's a fantastic, but our sausage, you know, the sausage for us, and that's our, you know, since we make it in-house, it's a 45-year-old recipe, so that's always a killer. That goes all year round, but the barbecue holidays, it's just huge, absolutely huge.
And working with your brother Vince, of course, you guys got to let the listeners know that you guys supply some of the top barbecue teams that are out there winning in competition, and of course, for the BBQ Smokedown that we did at Chicago.
Yes, we do. We supply, you know, our main business is pork. So we have the whole baby pigs, and we even have whole goats and whole lambs, all that as well. But the baby pigs and whatnot, that's, you know, big seller in the ribs, obviously, for all these barbecue competitions that it seemed to be growing bigger and bigger and, you know, by the minute.
Forgive me for asking this, but I have no idea. What would a whole goat or a whole pig even cost somebody? What kind of priced, market price would you be paying for that?
Right now, like whole pigs and anywhere from, like, you know, one, depending on the size, all going to be dependent on the size of the pig. Like about $179 a pound, but if you get a small itty bitty pig, like a 20 pounder, you're looking at, you know, it could be $230, $240. And, you know, these prices, honestly, they change weekly, sometimes even daily, you know, based on their market prices. You know, it's a traded commodity, so the pigs are it's a daily.
What are you having
sometimes.
A luau?
But you could do that, right? You could have a pig roast. A pig roast.
Yes. Pig roasts have gotten huge. Pig roasts have gotten huge, and you know, in my entire life being in this, you know, in this business, my father has been in this business for over 45 years. Pig roast used to be something you rarely saw.
Only in Hawaii, but not anymore.
Not anymore. I mean, people that have their own roaster, their own spit, their own, these boxes. I've heard of so many different methods that they're cooking these whole pigs. Now, even people, you know, they'll buy a 20-pound pig and put on their, if they've got a very large grill, a regular grill.
That, they can put it all right on that. I have to say something. I want my pig to look like a pork chop. That's all. Maybe bacon.
You want the apple in the mouth.
No, I don't want this.
Do you guys ever do that where you kind of we remember, of course, from A Christmas Story or whatever, where they took off the goose's head, right? Or the duck's head.
Yeah.
Do you kind of is there a discretion process in order to make it more subtle, the animal? Do you have that where maybe some modesty cloth or something?
Where's your goose guillotine?
Probably not, no. But we do have people buy, you know, people do buy pig heads on their own as well. Just keep that in mind. There's no modesty in this business. There's no modesty. They sell every part of that animal.
You get a pig head and mount it, put it on in your living room on the wall. No. That'd be great.
All right. So for those people that want to get stuff that is as appetizing, right, as it is delicious, talk a little bit about that, like the location where people can show up. And I know you guys have burgers. You mentioned the sausages, steaks, everything they'll need for the weekend.
Absolutely. So we're located in, we were in the city for many, many years. We just recently moved in the last couple of years to Franklin Park, and our address is 3434 Runge Street, approximately off of Wolf Road in Grand, near Franklin Park. And this weekend we're, you know, doing a big blowout on back ribs at $1.50 a pound. Our yummy Italian sausage is going for $1.79 a pound. Our burgers, we have a couple of different sizes. We've got the third pound and the quarter pound burgers, both going $2.89 a pound. And those come in the boxes, you know, 5-pound or 10-pound boxes. Nice. And that yummy arachetta we were talking about is going for $5.49 a pound.
Lots of yummy deals,
lots of great, you know, good food, yummy deals, and very friendly employees. We've got long-time, you know, people that have worked here for 20, 30 years, and, you know, we've got a great team over here.
All that advice and all that insight you need to kind of steer you towards the stuff, and I got to tell you, it's like I said, the competitors win with this. It's the best stuff as well. So thanks, Lucia. Thanks for jumping on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having us. Have a good day.
You too.
I just don't want to see a pig looking like a pig. But I get it, and there is a great presentation if you're doing a pig roast. Yeah. I totally get it, and I'll still eat it. But.
Sure, but you need it to look a certain way. I understand that.
I mean, I totally get it.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a little break, and then more food talk with Dane Neal. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Dane Neal, and as you would assume, because Labor Day is Monday, we're talking about the foods of Labor Day.
Yeah, the work that goes into all of that.
A lot of work.
All the rewards that happen during the weekend. Excited to have on the line. This is a guy who epitomizes the world of barbecue and Chicago at the same time. Yeah, TV star, author, restaurateur, barbecue Hall of Famer, but I think most importantly, especially as we head into the season, Bears fan. It's the one and only Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue. Ray, welcome to your hometown station.
Hi, everybody. Good to see you guys.
Hey, Doctor.
Ray, before we talk...
Give me a checkup.
Hey, Wendy.
Wow. That was blatant.
Well, technically, I'm pre-med, but I've been known to give an exam.
All right. Ray, since we know how much you love the Bears, and we're certainly going to talk food with you, but the Bears season's right around the corner. Are you predicting good things for the Bears this year?
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, I'm Super Bowl for sure, and then maybe a minimum 8-peat.
Yep.
Minimum. I love it.
Well, so think about this.
I'm pretty sure that was a line out of SNL.
Mm-hmm.
So as, you know, I think that around the country, there's lots of Bear fans around the country. Anytime you get a major area with an iconic franchise. So do you have other people that stop into Dr. Barbecue's in St. Petersburg and are also Bears fans? You guys do the high five or talk about the season?
Yeah, we do. We've got a couple that work there, actually. You know, Florida, we got a nice mix of all kinds of people from Florida. And you don't want to hit it be too heavy-handed because other than Packer fans, we welcome everybody. So my sister gave me a great sign for to hang in the restaurant. It's like a green highway sign, and it says United Center, 1,193 miles, Soldier Field, 1,196 miles. So it's kind of subtle, but the Chicago fans all get it.
That's very funny. Dane was telling us about a television show that you're going to be on this upcoming weekend. And Dane, you're on it as well, right?
I'm not prominently featured. You know, it's really
about appearing for a few minutes.
But it's about the competition barbecue thing. And it's exciting, too, because it's on in this market on NBC Sports Chicago. It's 5 p.m. on Sunday, September 1st. And Ray's prominently in there. And it's really cool because he gets the chance to share, you know, a lot of the competition side of barbecue, a lot of the history. A lot of
the show is called
Chicago Origin. It's Focused.
Focus
is the name of it. I just wanted to throw that out there. That's not the main thing. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of it is the food that people are going to enjoy. So, Ray, when it comes to Labor Day, this is, you know, it's a national holiday, obviously, for so many different reasons, but it's also a grilling and barbecue holiday. How do you do it?
Yeah, it's one of the best holidays of the year for that. Well, the thing to do is plan ahead. You know, I say this a lot about tailgating, but it applies to the holidays, too. If you say, I'm going to invite some people over and cook for them on Labor Day, well, get serious about it. Don't wait till Monday morning and go buy some brats and burn them. You know, plan on this. Get something good marinated. If you're going to cook, maybe cook some ribs, spend a little money to buy something nice for these people. You invited them to your house. Make it really important for you, too.
When it comes to some of those kind of tougher, more barbecue central kind of meats, I mean, we're talking on a Wednesday. A lot of times we'll talk, it's Saturday. You know, you don't have enough time to go ahead and prep all of this stuff, but now you do. If people are going to think about it, they hear, and we just had Grant Park packing on talking about some of the meats. As far as some of those competition meats, you know, what should people start with if they want to make some of that to kind of enjoy during the weekend? Would it be ribs? Would it be pork chops? Should they take on the challenge of a brisket?
Well, I always think that when you're trying to impress people and get them excited, ribs is just the ultimate thing. You know, everybody I know can tell you where they ate the best slab of ribs they ever had in their life. And, you know, it might be your uncle's house and it might be a restaurant in Kansas City or in Chicago, but everybody knows. People are so obsessed and passionate about ribs. I just always think that's a good place to start. So I would go get some loin back ribs, peel the membrane off of them, smoke them for an hour, put them in some foil with some butter and brown sugar on them. Cook them for another hour, hour and a half till they're tender. And then put barbecue sauce on them, and they're going to be the best ribs you ever had.
Pork or beef, or is that just personal preference, right?
Well, pork is the classic barbecue ribs. Beef ribs is a whole different thing. I mean, it's a different cut, and it's really chewy. So you're going to have to cook it a little bit more like a brisket or a chuck roast or something. Certainly a big hit, but it's hard to. It's not the classic slab like we think about for barbecued ribs.
And they're too big. I always feel like Fred Flintstone when I'm eating beef ribs.
And that's what we call them, yeah. We call them dinosaur ribs or ginormous ribs in the business. And that's definitely, you don't see a lot of girls ordering that.
When it comes to tailgating that's coming up, we feel like we do it better here in the Midwest, better maybe do it in Chicago. You've got, you know, there's a sports scene down there in Florida, but you having been in the parking lot at Soldier Field tailgating, talk a little bit about the kind of stuff that you're going to be doing or that people do or that you've done up here, and then also maybe the difference. Do people really enjoy it the same way down in Florida?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was a tailgater in Chicago for many years. And back in the day when we could just pull in early and park right next to Soldier Field. And one day we were hanging around having quite a few beers after the game. And there's that little tunnel where you go underneath where the Bears all park. We snuck down there when the guard wasn't looking. And once we were in, they thought we were part of their tailgate party. So that's one of my fondest memories, meeting Jim McMahon when he had the bad hand. He was like, I went to shake his hand. He said, yeah, be careful, man. My hand is still hurting. And we met Dan Hampton, and I mean, it was really, that's one of my best tailgating memories, when we snuck by the guard. But again, take it seriously. For ribs, for tailgating, what I used to do, true story at Soldier Field, I would cook them the day before and then cut them into like two bone pieces, put some sauce on them, and wrap it all up in foil. Then when I went out to the game, all I had to do was heat them up. So it just went on the grill for a couple minutes, and we had these great barbecued ribs in a quick way. You know, so you want to make stuff that you can do kind of reasonable out there. But again, you got to take it serious. The other thing I always used to do was bring something sweet, because there's always somebody that wants to have a cookie or a donut or a dessert or something first thing when they get there. So I used to make these bear helmet shaped cupcake things and put those out first, and they were a big hit too. A lot of great memories.
Wow, that sounds good. Ray, you mentioned brats a little while ago. Do you want to boil them in beer prior to grilling them, or is that just a waste of time?
No, it's the opposite of what you should do. What you want to do is grill them and then go with the hot tub method, where you have a pan on your grill next to them with butter, onions, and beer all in there. But first, grill them. So you get them charred up nice, and then put them in the beer and let them hang around for a while. It really works good because then it holds them, too. So they can just hang out in there all day, and you eat them as you go, as opposed to boiling them. And it just never made any sense to me to boil them first, unless you were making, like, beer and brat soup, and I don't think that would be very good.
I don't know. It sounds all right.
It might be good. Ray, you have mentioned butter in two instances, which I have never heard of, one on ribs and one with bratwurst. What does the butter do besides just keep that flavor in there? It sounds great.
Well, it makes it taste good. I mean, and for sure. And you always want to add more fat. We are all from Chicago.
Sure.
You always want to add a little extra fat to the equation if you can. The rib thing, it's really a classic. The competition guys started it. You know, Dane was talking about that TV show. One of the reasons they wanted to talk to me, the barbecue competition thing grew up a lot, but I've been doing it since the 80s, so I'm literally one of the original guys. And somewhere along the way, somebody did that. They wrapped up their ribs. Actually, the competition guys are more apt to use margarine than butter. I don't really know why, but I switched that to butter for sure. But you just a little extra fat and a little extra sugar on top of your ribs, brown sugar usually, and, you know, who doesn't like that? When you're talking barbecued ribs, a little fatty and a little sweet, man, that sounds good to me.
And then for dessert, Ray, a stick of butter. What's better than that?
Wait. A stick of butter with some brown sugar on it.
Right, you got to throw some brown sugar on there.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
What do you think the first two ingredients to a cookie are, guys?
Sugar and butter. Butter, yep, true.
But there's no meat in a cookie. That's where it, you know.
You've never had Ray's meat cookies?
No.
They're so good.
I'll try them.
Nobody makes brisket cookies better than Ray. So it was great to have you on. Obviously, some great insight into ways people can enjoy and kind of celebrate with food during Labor Day weekend, and encourage people to get down to St. Petersburg and see you in person at Dr. Barbecue. Bill, you should see this restaurant, the entire wall, 30 feet high.
Yeah.
Big picture of Ray.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes.
Worth the trip just to see that.
Winter's coming, you guys. Come see us.
All right. You got it. Great to talk to you, Ray. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Doc.
Enjoy your day off.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.
See
you. All right.
All right. Dane, great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in.
And for the listeners that may have been piqued their interest a little bit, or maybe their taste buzz, tonight we're going to do another kind of a little bit more in-depth barbecue preview after the Sox game.
And mention one more time, the television show that both Ray and you will be on over the weekend is called Focused.
It's called Focused, 5 p.m. On Sunday. So it's September 1st, 5 p.m. on Sunday.
On what channel?
On NBC Sports Chicago. Not only just us, but a lot of the great teams, the competition teams from around Chicagoland, the Speedway, bunch of stuff.
Very, very good. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Dane.
Yep.